Alex Stein Podcast. Hey everybody, this is episode 12, and it's July 29th, 6:30 a.m. And it's the Alex Stein Podcast. Hey, I'm Alex Stein. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, at this Alex Stein. And for today's episode, I tweeted out a little bit ago to tweet at me using the hashtag TASP, the Alex Stein Podcast. And we'll see if anybody responds this time. Last time, nobody did. You have 10 minutes, world. But by the time you hear this, you won't be able to tweet in. So we'll see what happens. Hey, everybody. I just got back from the cabin. My parents have a cabin up north in northern Minnesota. And I went up there with my girlfriend, with Andy, and some friends. And it was a lot of fun. So I'm gonna talk to you about that, how that went. It feels weird. I feel like I missed out on a few days. I've been thinking about the podcast pretty much the whole time that I've been away. I actually worked on the bios for each episode now on the website. You can read quick little snippets of what I talked about in each episode. I got really bored. But I listen to all these. I listen to every episode. I screen every episode that I make and put online. I listen to and give it the thumbs up. Just take a breath here. We did those hallelujahs last time, I think. I don't think we're ready to stretch out the muscles. We're still recovering. I haven't gone to work yet, so I don't have that done with work vibe. I feel like that's probably the best time to make the podcast, is right when I get done with work. Because that's when I'm most filled with joy out of life. That it's like, hey, it's a weird combination of being done with work and having, like, being under work pressure, like a rubber band, and then you're let go. You're done with work, you drive home, you listen to your music, you get ramped up, and you come home. And it's like, well, why not do something right away when you get home? Yeah, that's, once again, the reason why the podcast exists. Okay, so back to the podcast. So being away from the home and being up north at the cabin was different this time, because I really felt like I wanted to record the podcast up there back on the iPhone, on my iPhone, but I didn't find time. Because we fished. I made a lot of vines. Don't forget to follow me on Vine. There's some vines of being out on the boat. I drove the pontoon around the lake. It's not a very big lake, but it's round. It's called Round Lake. And we were fishing, and this is our first story. We were using live minnows. You put them on the hooks. You cast them out about 3-4 feet down from is your bait on the line from the top of the water. And we caught a few bass. If you check out Instagram too. Oh yeah, don't forget to follow me on Instagram. And we caught some bass, some largemouth bass. And then towards the end of the trip, we were there about an hour or so, my buddy Nick catches a loon. A loon bit his lure. It was just a regular hook with a minnow on it, and a loon bit it. So all of a sudden his bobber went down. He pulled his rod back, and up from the water pops a loon, and it just shakes its head, and he's like, oh my god. And he had it for like a second, like it was actually like caught on it or snagged on it. And I went to quick grab my phone. I was like, oh my god, this is going to be the best vine in the world. A loon, I mean, like, it's horrible that a loon was caught like this, but we weren't fishing for loon. We were fishing for fish, and sometimes it just happens. But luckily, the loon then just got off right away. So I didn't, like, it was on, like, boom, boom. Like, it was so quick, I couldn't even grab my phone. But it was just crazy to think that you could catch a loon. Like, what would happen if it started flying? Like, he would, like, flying a kite, like a loon. So that's one thing that happened. That doesn't happen very often. Settle down. So then after that happened, we did settle down. We came back in. We didn't keep any of the fish. It was all catch and release. So everything lived, PETA. And then we came back in and we played Settlers of Catan. That's right. We brought our toys. My dad called it Catan. What's that Catan play game you got sitting there? You kids brought your toys to the lake? Like, they play cribbage all the time. That's a toy. We're playing Catan. Have you guys ever played Settlers of Catan? Cities and Nights is the expansion pack. Cities and Nights is my favorite. It's a lot like Risk. It's a German game. You roll dice, and then the dice correspond to a hex that you build like a city on, and then you collect resources. It's a lot of fun. Oh man, I hate it when I look at the computer and it looks like it froze, but it's not. Yeah, so I talked about the Catan. Is it weird going up north and playing Settlers of Catan? I don't think it's that weird. Okay. Let's check Twitter. Has anybody tweeted in yet? It doesn't look very good. I'm gonna hit that hashtag TASP. Also, update on the hashtag TASP. Apparently that also means treatment as prevention, which is an HIV thing. So some people have been tweeting in about HIV, and I had to make sure to, you guys aren't talking to me. Maybe we could do a TASP, TASP hashtag about HIV. But I don't really know much about HIV. I don't really know much about treatment as prevention either. Maybe that could be another name, a segment, treatment as prevention. Treatment as prevention. So does that mean that after you get the disease, we're going to prevent it? Treatment, because treatment means you have it. Prevention means you don't have it and you're trying to prevent it. So to prevent something, you need to treat you like you already have it, which I guess is what a vaccination would be. Man, I am so good at these. Okay. Continue on with the podcast. You guys are listening to the Alex Stein podcast, by the way. New bio. We already talked about that again. Captain telling crew to do something. Okay, so I've been watching a lot of Star Trek lately, and whenever they get in trouble, it always seems like all Captain Kirk does is like, is the engine working? We're doing it's on full power. And then Captain Kirk's like, all right, well, we're getting sucked back into this black hole, so could you go faster? All right, Captain. Captain, we've got it up to 100%. All right, well, okay. Tell the guys that are working on making it go fast and tell them to work harder. Aye, aye, Captain. All right, Captain, we're driving as fast as we literally can. And then the captain's like, well, then do we have NOS? Pretty sure we have NOS on this ship. Captain, I don't know if we have NOS. We're a spaceship. We should have NOS. This is like the ultimate Fast and Furious. Like, where's the NOS button? Captain, we're getting sucked into this black hole. Thank you. And that was the captain that how hard would it be to be a captain in Star Trek? You just, everybody knows what they're supposed to do. All he does is walk around and makes quick little one-liners. That's all he does. Well, thanks for listening to the podcast. This has been episode 12. Last check on Twitter. So far, nothing. Just the HIV stuff. PositiveLight.com. That's the only people that... That's the last people. And that's an HIV thing. Thank you for listening to the Alkaline Podcast. And I'm glad to be back. Glad to be back from up north at the cabin. Back at home, recording this podcast. Remember to observe everything.